It's the Kim Munson Show, analyzing the most important stories.
Socialization of transportation, education, energy, housing, and water. What it means is that government controls it through rules and regulations.
The latest in politics and world affairs.
Under this guise of bipartisanship and nonpartisanship, it's actually tapped down the truth.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
On an equal field in the battle of ideas, mistruths or misconceptions, and it is getting us into a world of hurt.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed, let's have a conversation and welcome to the show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You'll get first look at all of our upcoming guests, as well as our most recent podcast and op-eds. Go over to Facebook and give us a like as well. The website is full of all kinds of great information. We have our voter's guide there. We will be doing a Salon Series voter's guide event over at Water's Edge Winery on October 19th. We'd love to have you join us. Rick Turnquest and I put a lot of work into this voter's guide. We hope it will be a good tool for you, and you can go to the website and download that. If you'd like to join us on October 19th, you can also buy your tickets there. The tickets are $20 plus a $3 processing fee, and then you can purchase whatever you want to eat or drink there at Water's Edge Winery. We'd love to have you join us. Big week for the Centennial Institute. The Western Conservative Summit will be virtual this time around because of all the craziness that's going on with the COVID-19 Wuhan virus reaction disruption. It will be an online event this Saturday. It is free, and typically there's no free lunch, but you can sign up there. It will run from 10 to 3. They will be broadcast, or it will be the premiere, I should say, of the new movie that they actually produced, and it is America, America, God Shed His Grace on Thee. And so go to the Centennial Institute, go to Western Conservative Summit and sign up there. That's where you can do that. We are going to do an event on October 17th with the Trumpsters, the I'm a Trumpster guys. That will be on October 17th. Details to follow on that. It will be 2 to 4, so start to block that out in your schedule as well. Big show. We'll talk with Bob Roth here in just a little bit. He is running for Senate District 26. Hal Van Herke, one of my valued partners, Castlegate Knife and Tool is his company. We'll talk with him. Laurel Eimer is running for House District 24. Jason, we'll talk with Jason McBride at the bottom of the hour. And then Helen Raleigh has her new book out. It's Backlash, How China's Aggression Has Backfired. So we have a jam-packed show planned for you. We look at these issues as freedom versus force, force versus freedom. Socialism ultimately comes down to force. And because we're going to be talking about China, I look for some China quotes. And John F. Kennedy came up. And as you know, he was, he was our 35th president. And he served at the height of the Cold War. And the majority of his work as president concerned relations with the Soviet Union and Cuba. He was born in 1917. He died in 1963. And he said, the Chinese use two brush strokes to write the word crisis. One brush stroke stands for danger, the other for opportunity. In a crisis, be aware of the danger, but recognize the opportunity. Producer Steve, I always like to say thank you to you. How are you doing?
You know, I've never been to a dog track or dog race at the dog track, but they, you know, they tell me it's a mechanical rabbit. As soon as the gate opens, the rabbit goes. You remind me of that rabbit. The second I open up your mic, you're off to the races.
Well, then.
But I looked at that quote earlier, and I thought, oh, man, does that define today? And obviously Rahm Emanuel was he was a Kennedy fan, I guess.
Yeah, he said never let a good crisis go to waste. We are, I think, in a time of crisis in our country right now, Steve. And you found a meme that I thought was very important. Before we do that, I do always want to say thank you to this team that I get to work with, and that's you, Keith, Zach, Patty, Keith, and Charlie, and all the people at Crawford Broadcasting. And I appreciate you, you listeners as well. Today, strive for excellence. Take care of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body. You have work to do over the next, what is it? I know you have it on the calendar. Is it, what,
29.
29 days. We have work to do to save this country. Steve, tell me about this meme that you found.
I think I first spotted it on Saturday, but it took off like wildfire. Everybody was kind of copying it and making it their own. But it simply says, and this is for the people who are still on the fence, the people who will just blatantly just blast out, I hate Trump. It says, a vote is not a Valentine. You aren't confessing your love for the candidate. It's a chess move for the world you want to live in. And I thought, wow, if only people could think a little bit further than what the mass media is telling them, how much they need to hate Trump. There's another meme with one of the Simpsons characters, the kid who always has his finger in his nose, and the caption reads, I hate Donald Trump because my TV told me to.
It's so astonishing to me, Steve, with Donald Trump, like him or dislike him, he has brought clarity to these issues. All of this yucky stuff, has been right underneath the surface. This Colorado is not the Colorado that I moved to. The rugged individual Western spirit, and it's been incremental in how this has happened. And now that we have the veil is off, the mask is off on what is happening. You can see it with this whole thing with Secretary of State Gina Griswold. She had the wherewithal.
That's the nice way to say it. Go ahead.
I had other words going through my mind. To tell the national media that they should not call the presidential race on Election Day. And she is another one of those emerge candidates. And we talk about that in our voter's guide. The emerge program, and they have that in 37 states, I think. It was Hillary Clinton's very involved in it. It is far left, radical activist Democrat women. They are training them to run for office, to win. They are training them to appear like moderates. But when they get into office, you are seeing they are draconian. They think they know better how you should live your life than you. And we see the policies. They are socialist. They move us towards government control of our lives. This is one of the most important elections of our lifetime, if not I think it is the most important election of our lifetime.
Yes.
We have candidates that are stepping forward that they are not as well financed as these emerge girls. They help them with their websites. They help them with donors. Us on the freedom side, basically, we have good people stepping forward, and it's a real competition. And so we're going to be talking to a lot of these candidates over the next 30 days. We've got one of them on the line with us right now, and that is Bob Roth. He is running for Senate District, it's 24. Hold on. I've got it, Bob. It is 26, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Welcome. Happy Monday.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity.
Bob Roth, there are a number of really terrific candidates that are stepping forward. You are one of them, and you are running for Senate District 26. What area is that, Bob?
It's basically Western Aurora, Greenwood Village, Cherry Hills Village, most of Littleton, Inglewood, Sheridan, Columbine Valley, and Bomar.
Okay, and why are you stepping forward to run for this Senate seat?
Well, I think the biggest reason is that I believe that we are not fairly represented down at the State House.
You think?
When there's single party control. Well, when there's single party control in both chambers and the governor's mansion, there's no reason for collaboration. We have got to get a split legislature down there. We have got to, take control of the Senate. The House is, a little bit further out of balance, but the Senate, if we capture two seats, keep the ones we have, and capture two additional seats, we'll have control of the Senate and a split legislature. And that's what I'm after.
Yeah, at least put some brakes on this craziness that's been happening with this legislature. We have there's a new book out, Unmasked. Unmasked 2020. I would recommend that people get that. It is authored by 15 different authors who have contributed a chapter to talk about what has happened during the last couple of legislative sessions. And we need to put the brakes on this draconian movement towards more and more control of our lives. What's a contrast between you and your opponent, Bob Roth?
I'd point out a couple of them. First of all, he proved by a couple of pieces of legislation that he was one he sponsored and one that he was front and center in pushing that he's not business friendly. I am a small business owner. I'm very business friendly. I'm very cognizant of providing the right atmosphere for businesses to have success with less regulation and less red tape, and then just get out of the way. Let businesses do what they do best. The one that I'd point out that my opponent was front and center on was a workers' comp legislation that basically says if you're an essential worker and you contract coronavirus, it will be presumed that you contracted it at the workplace.
Oh my gosh.
And you're eligible to apply for workers' comp. That's going to cost small businesses in Colorado millions of dollars. That's the kind of, and you use the word draconian, that's exactly what that is. That is, we do not need that kind of legislation. Another very key differentiator is our view on safety and security, law enforcement. He has been front and center in several of the anti-law enforcement rallies. I understand the men and women who put their lives on the line to keep our streets, our homes, and our businesses safe and secure, and I support them. Are there little tweaks that could be done to make them better? Absolutely. But to talk about defund or to talk about major overhauls is just ludicrous.
Yes, I've got to think that the people in the areas that you mentioned, like safe communities, instead of making all of our communities more dangerous, we need to work to make all of our communities safer. And I think that that is a key thing. People cannot sit this one out. This Democrat Party, particularly here in Colorado, is not the Democrat Party of JFK. JFK lowered taxes, believed in more freedom for individuals. This is not your grandpa and grandma's Democrat Party. You need to get out there and you need to vote Republican. Bob Roth, I am recommending that people adopt a candidate. We have, Steve, how many days did you say that we have? 20, is it 29? We have 29 days, my friends. And we need to get out there and get people to vote Republican. And then if for some reason that Republican elected official does not, you know, maybe doing something that you disagree with, we need to then communicate with our elected representatives and collaborate on that. So, Bob Roth, I'm recommending people adopt a candidate. How can people adopt you?
Well, I'll tell you, the biggest way that they can do that is to visit my website, which is roth4sd26.com. So it's ROTHFORSD26.com. The other thing, and this is a really simple thing, I tell people, if you support me, contact 10 of your friends and let them know that you support me and why you support me, and then ask them to do the same thing. If we have people contacting each other, letting them know who the good candidates are, and passing the word on, that's going to be extremely powerful.
That's for sure. So contact 10 people. And Bob Roth, that website again is roth4sd26.com. Bob, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again very soon.
Thank you very much.
Okay, before we go to break, one of my great partners, one of the reasons we are on the air are these great partners that I get to work with. One of them is Hooters Restaurants. They have 5 locations, Loveland, Aurora, Lone Tree, Westminster, and Colorado Springs. They have game day specials Monday through Thursday and all day Saturday and Sunday. They also have to-go specials, and of course, those are for to-go orders. They have a party pack also for to-go orders, so if you want to have some friends over, be sure and check that out. More information, go to HootersColorado.com. That's HootersColorado.com. And they also have lunch specials, and I love their fish and chips. I know they're famous for their wings, but I love their fish and chips. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll be with another one of my great partners, Hal Van Herkey with Castlegate Knife and Tool.
Metropolitan Total Property is more than landscaping. Locally owned and operated since 1987, their team is proud to be your neighbor and live in the community. Metropolitan Total Property stands behind their work, and your complete satisfaction is their top priority. Kim Munson highly recommends Metropolitan Total Property for landscaping and more. She was one of their very first clients way back in 1987. Be sure to check out MetropolitanTotalProperty.com for their complete menu of services. Again, that's MetropolitanTotalProperty.com.
Recently, rates in the mortgage market have hit near record lows. Lorne Levy with Polygon Financial notes that the COVID-19 Wuhan virus disruption has created potential opportunities to refinance your mortgage that could save you thousands of dollars. And for those senior listeners who may be looking for another source of income, exploring a reverse mortgage with Lorne Levy may be a solution. With over 17 years in the mortgage industry, Lorne Levy has the experience to answer your questions. Call Lorne Levy at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881 for a mortgage checkup today.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. You can sign up for our weekly newsletter there. There's all kinds of great information, our upcoming guests, as well as our most recent op-eds and podcasts. And right now, our voter's guide is there. Rick Turnquist and I went through all of the questions on the Colorado ballot and have made recommendations there, have given you the texts of the actual question, any backup legislation or measures on that. And so we'd highly recommend that you check that out, as well as we are doing our next Salon Series Voters Guide event at Water's Edge Winery on Monday, October 19th. You can buy your tickets there. The tickets are $20 plus a $3 processing fee, and then you just purchase a la carte what you'd like to eat and drink over at Water's Edge Winery. I am thrilled to have on the line with me one of my valued partners, and that is Hal Van Herke. He is an entrepreneur. He is the owner of Castlegate Knife and Tool, which is a family-owned business in Sedalia, Colorado. Hal, it's great to have you on the line.
Hey, Kim, it's great to be on the line. Glad to speak with you again.
Well, and I love Castlegate Knife and Tool, and I need to talk to you. I need to get a utility knife, so we're going to have to figure something out for that, because I just need something that I can have around the house for some of those different jobs, and I'm sure that you can help me out with that, Hal Van Herke.
Yeah, we could definitely help you with that. You're getting to be one of our best customers. We certainly can help you with that. I mean, this time of year, people are thinking about, you know, utility knives for around the house. They're thinking about hunting knives and hunting, various hunting seasons kicking off. So we're fully stocked on a variety of hunting knives. And it's not too soon to really start thinking about the holiday season. And if you want a new kitchen knife set for the holidays, now's a good time to get it so you have it and you're used to it by the time you hit the holiday season. And knives also make very good gifts if you're out shopping early for the holidays.
Well, and I have gotten a couple of different beautiful knife sets that I've given as wedding gifts, and I've been so proud to give those gifts to the bride and groom, and they're beautiful. Linnea chose those for me, and I really appreciate that. But being and Castlegate.com is the website. It's Castlegate.com. You're open 7 days a week, and you're located right in a beautiful Sedalia.
Yeah, just a few minutes south of Denver. On just off of Highway 85.
Okay. Wanted to ask you, being a businessman in Douglas County, we've got three races that I think are very important that need to be on people's radar. And one is Laura Thomas, who is a current Douglas County commissioner. She is running for reelection. She's really been a leader in helping getting our businesses opened up again. And so Douglas County did not have as much of an economic downturn as some of the other counties here in Colorado, because I think of a lot of her leadership. George Teal is running for another seat, and the commissioner that held that seat is term limited. And then John Kellner is running for district attorney for Arapahoe, Douglas, Elbert, and Lincoln counties. And these are really important races. They really affect everyday people in Douglas County, Hal Van Herke.
Yeah, I mean, we have been blessed in the past with exceptional governance and exceptional leadership in Douglas County, and it shows in so many ways. Douglas County was just ranked the second healthiest county in the United States. Parker and Castle Rock routinely compete for, you know, top five rankings of best places to live in the United States. And I think it has a lot to do with our government and our governance. And the only thing that concerns me about this upcoming election is each one of these candidates have what I consider to be a very far left-leaning opponent masquerading as a moderate. I mean, the people that they're running against look very much like they fit right in with traditional Castle Rock. But when you look under the covers, you find that they're backed by the same kind of far left money that
executed the Colorado blueprint that brought Polis into office, even more extreme than him. You have candidates that are extremely anti-Second Amendment, that are very active in Moms Demand Action and a number of other left-wing causes. It's kind of amazing to me how they it's kind of like three leftist wolves in moderate clothing.
Well, and as you mentioned, fitting into Castle Rock, I think what you're talking about is Douglas County has always kind of considered itself a bastion of freedom, of entrepreneurship, where people can go after their hopes and dreams. And so I think that's what you're saying. And ideally, these women that are running for these offices, these opponents of Laura Thomas and George Teal and John Kellner, have all gone through something that is called the Emerge Project. And Rick and I actually addressed this in our voter's guide, but it is a far left organization that trains women to run for office, Democrat women to run for office and win. And they have a high success rate because they are very effective at teaching about messaging. They have a far left agenda, but as you mentioned, Hal Van Herke, they can message to that moderate person. And the moderate person is really duped. And that is what we need to be careful of right here in Douglas County.
Yeah, and you don't see any of that far left reality when you look at their websites or their campaign materials. You would think that you were voting for the family that's lived in Douglas County for the last 25 years next door, and you don't realize that several of those candidates have only recently relocated to Douglas County in order to go after these seats and really don't stand for the type of values that have made our county an exception in terms of freedom, in terms of commerce, in terms of our standard of living, et cetera. And so it's just something to keep an eye out. Definitely not type of candidates you would typically expect the communities in Douglas County to be attracted to.
Right. So the far left is making a play for Douglas County with these two county commissioner races as well as this DA race. And I think it's important that people understand that. Hal Van Herke, what's kind of your final thought that you would like to leave with our listeners today?
I think that, you know, as we look across the election is on everybody's mind. I'd love to talk about knives, but the election is on everybody's mind. And I think it's just important that people realize, realize what they have and what they have going for them, and that freedom is valuable and freedom is precious, and it's very easily lost. And we have a number of candidates at all levels around the country that are not running on a freedom ticket. They're running on more government, more restrictions, more compliance, more law, more control. And I think we need to be very careful this election to go out and vote in person, and make sure that you support what you believe in, and you continue to support freedom.
And do not mail your ballot back. As you mentioned, either vote in person or put it in one of those secure ballot boxes, but do not mail it back. Hal Van Herke, Castlegate Knife and Tool, I so appreciate your partnership with the show. You're a valued partner, and people can get more information at castlegate.com. Thank you so much. We will talk to you again next week.
Thank you, Kim.
And on the line with me is Laurel Eimer, and she is a candidate for House District 24 here in Colorado. Laurel Eimer, welcome to the show.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
I'm well. Let's jump in here, Laurel Eimer. Why have you decided to put your hat in the ring for this race?
Well, to be honest, I actually started out kind of as a placeholder because there was nobody running in the seat, as unfortunately happens in a lot of our districts, right? And I really thought I could bring votes for President Trump and Senator Cory Gardner to the top of the ticket by adding my voice at the bottom. But now what's happening is the tide is turning, and I'm going to win this race.
Well, first of all, what is your district?
So House District 24, we're kind of a really tough district to follow, but it's Golden, Fairmont, Wheat Ridge, all the way through Edgewater. I go the Golden City proper, and then I follow the I-70 corridor to about I-70 in Sheridan, and then go south to 32nd back to the west. It's a really strange district to map out.
Okay.
It's a terrible puzzle piece.
It's called gerrymandering.
That's right.
What are you hearing on the campaign trail? What are people concerned about, Laurel?
They're very much concerned about their safety in their local community right now. That's been part of what's turned the tide, is the riots, the upheaval, COVID restrictions, the fact that they can't go to work, they can't put their kids in school. So these unfortunate things that happened over the last 6 months have turned the tide in the election, and I think are in favor of many Republicans in very blue districts, like where I'm at.
Okay. Another thing, and this really resonates, not with the far left, but everyone else, your blue dog Democrats, your unaffiliated, your conservatives, your Republicans, your libertarians. And that is, during this COVID-19 Wuhan virus reaction disruption, we have had loved ones die alone. And Rick Turnquest and I decided to address this in our voter's guide. Because it's just been tragic. And there was the story of Elizabeth Ryder, who Steve thought he was going to bring her home, 40 years old. And instead,
yep,
she went in a cardiac arrest, and she died alone with no family around after 20-some days in the hospital. Interestingly enough, there was some legislation that was put forward that passed the Colorado Senate unanimously that no one should die alone. But there were 17 Democrats, and we're calling them the cruel Democrats, that voted to let people die alone. And one of those is your opponent. And we want to make sure that people understand that, because that is just downright cruel, Laurel Eimer.
Yes, and you're exactly right. And she is cruel. She supported that in a negative fashion. She also is the 100% Planned Parenthood abortion endorsed candidate. She wants to defund the police. She supports the red flag bill. She is an eMERGE candidate. I heard you talking earlier about eMERGE. She is part of that entire group. She is very, very dangerous for this House district.
Okay.
And people need that message.
For sure. And we're just so tight on time, Laurel, but I want to get the word out on this. I'm recommending that people adopt a candidate. I know you're adoptable. How can they adopt you?
com is where to find all of our information. The biggest thing that they can help me with right now is we have a huge fundraising event coming up. It's our last fundraiser to raise money right before our final media buy. It's October 20th at the Barn in Evergreen. We are bringing in pop culture icon and conservative actress and singer-songwriter Joy Villa and Sheriff Mark Lamb from Live PD. And so it's going to be a fantastic evening, so people can help by coming to that event. And any other information you need about us is laureleimer.com.
Okay, and that is laureleimer.com, L-A-U-R-E-L-I-M-E-R dot, one more time, L-A-U-R-E-L-I-M-E-R.com. Laurel, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again.
Thank you, Kim. Appreciate it.
Okay, Jason McBride, jam-packed morning. It's a Monday.
Yes, it sounds like it. Well, we'll have to talk fast, right?
Okay, for sure. What's going on in the markets this morning?
Well, it looks like the futures are fairly happy. The Dow futures are up about 180 points. Again, I don't know if that's all because of the reporting on Trump seeming to be doing okay, but that would seem like a good reason to me, Kim. You know, I got a comment. I was watching over the weekend a little bit with media at Walter Reed Hospital questioning the doctors. Uh-huh. Our media really is a pack of barbarians. They are embarrassing just in the way they behave, and they do. They behave like a pack of hyenas. They talk over each other. They have no etiquette. It's truly embarrassing.
Well, as I mentioned in, I think, the first segment, the veil is off. The mask is off. We are seeing people for who they are. We're seeing this media for who they are. What's happening over at presidential? I think that there's something with, is it John is doing something special?
Yeah, John Avery is one of our advisors. In fact, he's the only guy, Kim, that's been there longer than I have. I keep trying to bump him off, but he's from New Jersey, so he sees it coming. You know, he's ready. But John has been with us forever. He's really good at helping people transition from kind of your growth type portfolio over to understanding how to provide income once you start getting to retirement, and you have to think about, like, your current allocation. Is that going to meet your needs for retirement, or will you need to make changes? Well, how far out do you need to change? You know, 5 years, 10 years? Do you start doing it even further out? I mean, do you do it all at once when you retire? Everybody is a little bit different situation,
right.
And the only way to figure it out is to meet with someone like John, do a good thorough plan, and figure out what's the best way to do it that's also comfortable for you, that's going to work for your personal situation.
So how can people reach John?
Well, the easy way, I'm going to give John's direct line. You should call him, talk to him, make an appointment to come in. We are open for business. Give John Avery a call. His number is 303-749-2765. Again, that's John Avery, 303-749-2765.
Okay, well, that sounds really great, Jason. We will talk to you tomorrow. Thank you so much.
All right, Kim, have a good one.
You
Bye-bye.
Bet. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll be talking with Helen Raleigh about her new book, Backlash. Stay tuned.
Karen Levine has over 30 years in the real estate industry. The reaction to the COVID-19 Wuhan virus is presenting unprecedented and unpredictable opportunities and challenges in buying or selling your home. That is why you need to work with award-winning realtor Karen Levine. Karen Levine comes highly recommended by Kim Munson. Call award-winning realtor Karen Levine today at 303-877-7516. Karen's expertise will help guide you through this crazy real estate market. Call Karen Levine at 303-877-7516 today.
You'd like to get in touch with one of Kim Munson's sponsors, but you can't recall their phone number. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim, MONSON.com.
And welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out my website. That is kimmunson.com. We're working to get Helen on the line. We've got some technical difficulties, so we'll continue on with some of our other headlines right now. We've got a lot happening. Be sure and go to the website, kimmunson.com, and check out our voter's guide. Rick Turnquest and I spent a tremendous amount of time on this. We went through all of the different the issues, the amendments, the propositions, the questions on the ballot, and came up with a recommendation on that. You may agree or disagree, but we hope that it'll be a really great tool for you. So be sure and go to that. We're going to have an event on October 19th at Water's Edge Winery, where Rick and I will present the voter's guide. It was we had one just last Monday, I guess it was, and it was very, very interactive. And we would highly recommend that you join us because it was a lot of fun. The tickets are $20 per person plus a $3 processing fee. And we'd love to have you join us there. This is a big week for the Western Conservative Summit. It is going to be this coming Saturday from 10 to 3. It is a virtual. You can go to westernconservativesummit.com and sign up. And it is free. And they will be actually showing the premiere of the new movie, America, America, God Shed His Grace on Thee. And would highly recommend that you do that as well. And then block out some time on October 17th from 2 to 4 in the afternoon. We will be talking with, or we're going to be doing an event with the Trumpsters, Reggie Carr and Johnny Thomas. They're going to have the bus. We're going to announce the location here, and we'll have tickets for that as well on my website here within the next few days. So a lot of stuff is happening out there, and we'd highly recommend that you become involved. Bob Roth, when he was on earlier today, had a very good point, and that is you can't just be quiet now. You need to actually start to encourage your friends and your family and your colleagues to be sure and vote. Vote Republican and encourage at least 10 of your other colleagues to do that as well. I want to go through some headlines now, and we just mentioned this just a little bit. This was from CBS Local. And Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold has asked the national media to not report any results on any election results on November 3rd using the hashtag press pause. She says our democracy, and you know, you would think that she would realize this, we're a constitutional republic. We're not a democracy. A democracy can be ruled by the mob, which we're seeing that, Producer Steve.
Unless you're trying to warp
If you're trying
the thinking of the electorate, yeah.
Yeah. She says, our democracy cannot be held hostage to a ratings race. If you care about our democracy, you will protect it. Full stop, Griswold tweeted. I am just astonished that she is trying to influence the national media to not call the election. I think what the polling must show that President Trump is probably leading, because if they thought that Biden and Harris were going to win, or should I say Harris-Biden, if they were going to win.
good catch.
That why would they want to put a pause on calling the election, Steve?
Well, I think you're really onto it. Whatever the polling, and the whole polling thing, I have become so disenchanted with this thing called polling, and it's been a long process. It's been 20 years in the making, but do we really know what the true polls are really saying, or is it just a selective poll that maybe leans a certain direction?
You know, tomorrow we're going to have let's see, I think it's Roger Barris, I think. That may not be his first name. I'm drawing a blank right now. But anyway, he's with Big Data, which is a national polling firm. In fact, there was a big story on him in the Epoch Times.
Richard Barris,
that's what it is. And he's going to be our guest tomorrow. So I think that's going to be very, very interesting. I wanted to go to the next.
Before you go on to the next thing, the rest of that story on the Secretary of State giving directions to the national media. She says, quote, there's been a lot of information about this, misinformation about this election. Unfortunately, a lot of it comes from the President of the United States. I asked you earlier, should she be making, in her position, should she be making comments like that?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And misinformation, this is what she's doing is she's trying to play to people that are not very well informed. And because if they're only looking at the national media, and the media here in Colorado as well, the mainstream media, you're not getting the whole truth. But when you start to dig underneath, you're realizing, remember at the very beginning when Trump said that Obama and Biden were spying on him when he came into office? Yeah. And people were like, oh, no way. Well, we are getting darn close to probably starting to have some people be indicted on this. And at the time, they never thought that this would ever see the light of day. And we're getting very close.
What you said, and some people get offended by this, but Mr. Rush Limbaugh has been, he coined this phrase 20 years ago, low information voters. You can get offended by that if you choose to, but that is our reality.
It is the reality. And if you are a low information voter, you have you have a choice. Your responsibility is to either become an informed voter or to not vote. But if you do not know what the issues are, I went to the mall yesterday, Steve, and I was absolutely stunned as I walked into Nordstrom's that they have a whole vote campaign that if you buy some of the gear that for whatever that vote, part of that money goes to the National Urban League, and they are working to get people to vote. They're going to get your low information voter there. And I mean, it will be astonishing if Donald Trump wins with, you have big business, you have big media, you have your government officials like Jenner Griswold. It will be astonishing that he will win. And I am confident the American people are going to step forward and they can see through all this, because our country is on the precipice right now, Steve.
So this was Nordstrom.
Nordstrom's.
Man, obviously business is not good.
Well, and then, when Reggie and Johnny were in, we saw that Foot Locker is registering people to vote. And once again, I think that's playing to possibly the low information voter. And my friends, if you do not know what's going on, you either take the time to learn, and you could learn a lot by listening to this show, or don't vote. You have a civic responsibility to become an informed voter.
Well, what did we start the show with? That meme, a vote is not a Valentine. You aren't confessing your love for the candidate. It's a chess move for the world you want to live in. This is not a high school popularity contest. It takes some thought.
It does. And it is a sacred responsibility. And so going on to another headline here with Fox News, Colorado Secretary of State, she's still so busy. She's announced a new initiative that will fix rejected mail-in ballots in the upcoming presidential election through a phone-based confirmation system, sidestepping the U.S. Postal Service's snail mail. So what happens is once your ballot, this is here in Colorado, once your ballot arrives, and my friends, do not mail your ballot. You cannot be guaranteed, first of all, and if you don't get your ballot, it will be probably mailed on the 9th. If you don't get your ballot, say by mid next week, then you need to call your county clerk and find out where your ballot is, because it should arrive. And we have actually had stories of postmen or women not delivering some ballots. So make sure you get your ballot. Do not mail it back. Either vote in person or drop your ballot in one of those secure boxes, I guess that's what it is. So what can happen then is once that arrives, and there actually will go through, it goes through a signature verification, and the county clerk has a variety of different samples of your signature, which is a little scary, I might add, but they do. And it'll go through and it'll verify that signature. If for some reason it does not look like a match, it will kick that out. At that point in time, this is where another spot, you have the ballot harvesting, where they are registering people, low information voters, to vote. Then they go and pick up their ballots, and they basically have encouraged them to vote a certain way. Or this is another place where there can be, kind of cheating in a way. And that is then that ballot comes out, and there's supposed to be a Republican and a Democrat election judge that will compare the signatures. And if for some reason they think it's a match, then that'll go ahead and it'll count. If they don't think it's a match, then the ballot needs to be cured. And that means that then the county clerk would reach out to you to say, hey, did you vote? Is this your signature? And that is why you might want to vote early, just to make sure that all that, you know, if something happens on that. But that's another place where they're going to try to cheat then, and why they would like to, well, up in Boulder, in the Boulder County GOP, put a stop to this. But what they were having is that Democrats were re-registering as Republicans, and then they were putting their name forward as an election judge. So in essence, you had two Democrats that were curing the ballot instead of a Democrat and a Republican. I have to ask you, Steve, if there is a party that does that kind of stuff, that's not the party that I want to have be our elected officials. I just don't. They talk about making your vote count and voter integrity. I mean, if this is the shenanigans people are doing, it doesn't seem to me like a rocket scientist to not vote for those people. And that's why we are recommending vote Republican, Steve.
You got to give them high marks for their creativity. Not their honesty, but their creativity. Yeah. And here's a little one. Maybe you probably knew this. I can't get to the actual date, so I can't tell you when it happened. But the Postal Workers Union came out and endorsed Biden. Now, they're the ones who are supposed to be delivering
the mail.
The mail. Now, can we see a conflict of interest here?
So they're supposed to be delivering your ballot to you. And then if you mail your ballot, they're supposed to get it to the county clerk. Hmm. Do we not see a potential conflict of interest here?
Oh, geez.
Oh, man, oh, man. Hey, let's go to break. When we come back, we will continue on with some of these headlines. Stay tuned.
Predovich & Company understands that the COVID-19 Wuhan virus disruption has individuals and businesses scratching their heads with a variety of bookkeeping, tax planning, and accounting questions. Predovich & Company knows that you need trusted professionals to help you navigate these choppy waters. Kim Munson highly recommends Predovich & Company. Because of their advanced technological capabilities, Predovich & Company can help clients anywhere in the United States. Call Predovich & Company at 303-791-3000 to organize your personal and business finances. Call 303-791-3000 today.
Now more than ever, it is important to have independent voices bringing truth and clarity to the issues facing us, our families, our communities, our state, our nation, and our world. The Kim Munson Show is one of those important voices. Kim is a truly independent entrepreneur. She purchases her broadcast time, which gives her total freedom in production of the show and scheduling of guests. If you'd like to support The Kim Munson Show, go to her website, Kim Munson, MONSON.com, and click on the contribute button under Kim's picture. Kim greatly appreciates your help and support.
And welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, MONSON.com. You can sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. And there's all kinds of great information. We have our voter's guide on the website. Rick Turnquest and I went through all of the ballot questions and spent a lot of time on that. And actually, we have the text of the actual question. And then sometimes there's there may be a piece of legislation that backs that up. For example, that nicotine tax, the legislation that is backing that up is 50 pages long. Just on that alone would be a reason to vote no on that. But all of that information is there so that you can be an informed voter. Also, a big week. This week is on Saturday will be the Western Conservative Summit. It will be a virtual event from 10 to 3. You can sign up at westernconservativesummit.com. Would highly recommend that you do that as well. Be an informed voter. That is a great way to make that happen. We have been talking about just how they are trying to stack the cards against President Trump. And when President Trump looks into the camera and says, they're not coming after me, they're coming after you. They're coming after you, your freedom, the freedom of your family, what we pass on to the next generation. Patty found this, and of course, unless you're under a rock, you probably do know this, but actually the moderator for the next debate between President Trump and former Vice President Biden actually worked for Biden, I think, as an intern, like a long time ago, right, Steve?
Yes, and before that, he was on Ted Kennedy's staff in some way or another. Obviously, you know, that goes back quite a ways, so we're talking, you know, he was probably a very young man at the time, but still, Ted Kennedy, Joe Biden, so he's going to be impartial?
I'm thinking about my Democrat friends, and I honestly can't understand how, like, some of my neighbors have Harris Biden.
There it is again.
Harris Biden signs in their yard.
Is she paying you somehow?
And I'm like, but you're for these cheaters? However, you know what, Steve? If you're only watching the mainstream media, they say that Trump lies and that he cheats and he doesn't care about the American people and all that. And what did one of our guests say that was like intellectual projection or something? Is that what it was? I can't remember what the term was exactly. But what they say the other guy is doing is actually what they're doing.
Yeah, and we've been watching that now for the last year or more.
I know.
Since the primaries, I guess.
It's absolutely astonishing. And I feel that there's a lack of intellectual curiosity if people are not willing to have a real conversation about, you know, what is happening in our country.
Well, when Rick was in, Rick Turnquest, I think we were standing in the studio chit-chatting, and I've come to the conclusion that we have exchanged being informed with being entertained. That's the priority. Being entertained is the priority, and being informed is a distant second.
Well, and there is so much noise out there. It's really difficult to try to get through all that. That's why we do this show. And we're hoping that we're bringing clarity to these issues. A couple of other things. I find this really fascinating. This was from Complete Colorado. The Greeley-Evans School District is threatening truancy complaints if students don't show up on count day. It says, in a year when Colorado schools are fighting for every penny possible because of budget cuts, one district has found a unique way to get as many students as possible to attend class on the state's annual count day. Threaten the parents. School districts across Colorado are funded based on the number of students in classes on October 1 each year. A social media post on Facebook September 30th by Greeley Evans School District 6 didn't say anything about why it was so important that children were in attendance either September 30th or October 1, but it did make the consequences clear if they were not. If you have enrolled your children in any district school, either in person or online, they must attend or log into their classes today or tomorrow for high school students to be considered present and not truant. If you fail to log in or have your students in school, District 6 will report these cases to truancy officers to follow up, the post partially read. It goes on to say the need for enrollment confirmation was important. We know all students are safe. Comments on the post as well as shares on Facebook and Twitter were critical of the district's tactic. Steve, question, did you hear anything in there about how important we think it is that your children receive a good education?
Strangely missing.
Strangely missing.
Hmm.
And if you go to my website and in the preface of our voter's guide, Rick actually goes through how the Colorado budget has grown and how much of the budget goes to education. And when you look at that number, you wonder, why is it that our great teachers are not making more money? But yet we have these, you know, we're spending so much money on it, and there's so many administrators. And so one has to ask that question. Let's see. Let's run through. Oh, this one was from twitchy.com, and this was regarding Nancy Pelosi. She said she had some thoughts about Donald Trump's COVID-19 diagnosis. For her, this is an opportunity for the rest of the country to learn some valuable lessons. Speaker Nancy Pelosi said, maybe the blessing of all this, as sad as it is, that the rest of the country has to know that even with the precautions taken surrounding the president, that people are susceptible, so they should ignore the, shall we say, mocking of masks. Does anybody remember the video of Speaker Pelosi in San Francisco walking through a hair salon with her hair wet, no mask? And actually, when in the hair salon, they have basically been shut down in San Francisco as well. And the hypocrisy of this, once again, I have to ask, how on earth do people match up this hypocrisy? I just don't get it, Producer Steve.
Well, it takes your breath away because you can't imagine that level of hypocrisy, that level of in your face. Do as I say, not as I do, and I just hope people are paying attention.
Well, we need to keep engaging in these conversations.
Hey, can I get you to go to one more story on Patty's package, the next one down?
Sure.
It's from the Denver Channel.
Oh, the one about the COVID hospital?
Yes.
Yes, okay. We'd forgotten about it. And Jeff Hunt with the Western Conservative Summit said, that's normally where the Western Conservative Summit is, but we can't use the convention center because they made a makeshift hospital that has never been used. It's sitting empty, and they are paying $60,000 a day for that. Can you believe it?
Who's paying $60,000 a day?
I said they. I meant us.
Yeah, thank you.
We are. And hotels, restaurants, and other businesses downtown are struggling to survive while the Colorado Convention Center seems to be buffered from the chaos and gloomy economic outlook. If what I call the state's insurance policy is, or this is, it's what I call the state's insurance policy for our healthcare system, said Mike Willis, director of the Colorado Emergency Operations Center. Willis said the 250 empty beds inside the Colorado Convention Center are the equivalent of having home, auto, or healthcare insurance. You have it and hope you never need it. Our hospitals are not being overrun. And early on this whole thing, that was what they said, is we want to flatten the curve so we do not overwhelm our hospitals. We now have treatments. And it seems like every time we hear of a treatment, when President Trump mentions hydroxychloroquine, the media debunks it. When they talk about, Rivetosphere, they debunk it. When he talked about plasma, they debunk it. And so I think the fact that the president has contracted COVID-19, and we are praying for his speedy recovery, I think that people should take heart and realize that certainly there have been deaths. There's been deaths from flu every year. We've never shut down the economy. And I think people should take a lot of heart on this, Steve. Your comment.
Well, this one, I you know, in my snarky way, said, oh, please do this next headline. In the face of this never-ending debate over whether masks are needed or not, that story is, I think, it's an excellent way to you know, push the narrative a little bit in the other direction. People who are pushing back on wearing masks and stuff, you know, see things like this $60,000 a day cost of this 250 bed, what do you want to call it, backup emergency center that's has not been used. I don't know, from the very get-go, was it used at all, or has it been basically
well, and who are they paying $60,000 a day for this? You put the beds in there, you're not using it. So who's making the money on that? That's the question.
Possibly the convention center, just, you know, to hold the space. I don't know. I mean, can the government come in and just say, you know, we're not paying you a dime, we're just doing this?
But the city of Denver owns the convention center, right?
Hey.
Huh.
Talk, maybe cause for a deeper dive here.
I guess so. So, my gosh, we are out of time, my friends. Our quote for today is from John F. Kennedy. And he said this. He said, the rights of every man are diminished when the rights of one man are threatened. So, my friends, today, be grateful, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. This is Kim Munson signing off. God bless you, and God bless America. Further from my home, young, like a new